Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Tuesday. Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and it is Riley County Day here on In Focus. And in studio, we have Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
How's the Tuesday so far? Good?
Good.
Feeling all right?
Yeah. Got some rain, so that's good.
Rain is good, and it's budget season, the favorite time of the year for local news reporters across the nation, and of course, county commissioners, city commissioners, you name it, and had a little more discussion on the budget yesterday. I guess, first, Ben, if you could just kind of want to update us just kind of where we're at in the process. I think we're probably getting towards the end here.
Yeah, we're getting kind of close to the end. We had budget requests presented last month, and this month we had a week or so ago we had our revenues presented, so now we can really look at the difference of what's been requested and what's expected revenue, how much of a property tax increase we would have to meet all the requests as presented. And we've had some good discussion the past week or so on areas to adjust.
And Tammy, if you kind of just want to give us a bit of a breakdown just on the schedule, it's usually kind of the same every year, but I think June 21st is kind of what we're looking at as far as hopefully having a budget to present, at least the first reading of the budget to present.
Yeah, the deadline is June 21st for the commissioner's approval, and then we do have to have the publication into the Manhattan Mercury by the 27th. And then on the 29th, we would have a deadline to let county election office know that we would need an election if it came to that. At this point, it doesn't look like we will. And then we will have the public hearing scheduled for July 9th.
All right, so we're just kind of moving right along. Do want to remind folks that phone lines are open if you want to call in and have a question, get involved in the conversation. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Ben, I understand that for the most part, things are pretty flat as far as appropriation requests. And I believe maybe department requests are all pretty flat.
For the most part, most things were pretty flat on the requests. I know in terms of the appropriations, Pawnee Mental Health had requested a major increase. A few others had requested more minor increases. And then for departments, really the big one with an increased request was the ambulance. And there are a couple factors for that. We took over the ambulance service last fall. We were, the hospital was wanting to get away from doing it, wanted to raise their fees for charging the county for administering it. And we made the calculation at that point that we thought we could do it cheaper for the taxpayers if we ran it ourselves versus the hospital doing it. Since then, we've had a couple other things come up, and it looks like we'll actually be spending more than we did to pay the hospital. Hopefully, we can reverse that trend. Part of that was we thought that we could hire a private billing service to collect bills better than the nonprofit hospital could. And the company we've hired is not collecting any more in billing than the hospital was, and we're talking with them about that, trying to see what we can do to increase the payments from the insurance companies and individuals that we bill for the ambulance service, because we have to pay whatever deficit they don't pay.
Before, like with Via Christi, that's kind of one thing that they were able to do that not a lot of other entities can do, is that because they were overall a charitable organization, they were able to write off unpaid bills a little bit easier than probably any other entity could.
Correct.
Right. And so we're still working on that aspect. Hopefully in the next year we can bring up the billing revenue, although we can't count on that for building our budget for next year.
So when it comes to how much more the county will be spending versus what they would have done if they would have just stuck with Via Christi, do we have a number or a relative number on how much more that is?
Well, it's hard to say how much more than Via Christi, first of all, unless you're comparing exact apples to apples and you don't have the same case mix. you can't say comparatively between the two. However, from what we had projected in 18 to 19, we will be increasing about 1.1 million.
And a large part of that is when we were, the biggest piece is when we were crafting the budget for last year and how much it would cost us versus paying the hospital to do it. We somehow made the simple oversight of forgetting the part-time employees, which are in the range of $500,000 that the department spends on part-time staff and event staff. So it was a simple oversight, but a costly one. And so we've been paying that in 2018, but forgot to budget it for 2018. So it's showing up in the 2019 budget. So that looks like a major expense into 19, but we have already been paying it this year.
Because I was going to say, when it comes to at least the previous agreement with Via Christi was that it was just those administrative services as far as part-time employees and folks running the ambulances and that sort of stuff. That was always county staff before, correct?
No, that was all Via Christi. Okay. So the only thing we paid was just the deficit from what they didn't collect versus the revenue they collected less all the costs, which includes any of the write-offs, all of that came out of the county's pocket.
So you're responsible for the ambulances, though, and
yes.
maintenance, upkeep
yes.
of the ambulances,
yes.
but everything else you paid Via Christi basically to take care of.
Facilities right. and vehicles were county paid, and then the hospital would pay the employees and such and bill us the deficit
right.
that would help offset those costs to them.
And then in addition to the ambulance, just the employees, they are also eligible for a different retirement plan. So that retirement plan we had budgeted for CAPRS. Well, this retirement plan, KPNF, actually has different percentages that are required by the employee to pay. So that was not factored in the 18 budget either. So in 19, we do have that, and that does cause an increase to the expenditures.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And I guess kind of looking at that situation, is this, Ben, do you look at it now and kind of think, well, you know, we can go back in time. Would you guys maybe have done something different then in that situation? Maybe just stuck with Via Christi if you could do it all over again?
It's hard to say for sure. If we had known that it would cost us $900,000 more than we budgeted last year or $1 million more, I think it would have been a lot harder decision to leave the hospital. We still maybe would have done it anyway if we had hopes that we could have collected better on the billing or if the hospital had pushed harder to get rid of it. It's always hard to say what we would have done in the past if things had been different, but I think it's too late now.
And definitely when you look back, because I was at that joint meeting when Via Christi presented that information to both Riley County and Pawtucket County. I mean, at the time, you're looking at that increase that they were proposing. I understood then why there was, you know, a lot of pause and hesitation. I mean, like, let's kind of take a look at all this, because mm-hmm. it was basically a $200,000 increase per county per year as mm-hmm. far as what both counties were used to. So
right.
Definitely a lot to take in at that time.
And especially when we looked also at our peer counties, some other counties in the state that are the same size that spend a lot less on ambulance service than we do. Leavenworth County in particular spends a lot less on ambulance service, and they have nearly the same population that we do. So we were looking at them saying, well, if we're a county-run service, maybe we can be closer to their costs. And I don't know for sure all the differences between the two, and I know some of our staff have looked into that. I bet that one difference is we probably pay our employees more than they do. But yes, it has been a disappointment for the commissioners to see that this is actually costing us more money when we thought it was going to save us money when we made the decision originally.
Is this something that at least maybe looking at the long run when things are totally fixed, because it's the first time you guys have taken on something like this. So
the health department would have been another one that was a few years back. I believe it was 2012.
Sounds about right.
So that was a big undertaking as well.
Well, as far as ambulance services, at least it's the first time to take on those sort of things. So maybe in the long run, do you kind of see it as, well, at least when we get it figured out, at least maybe there is some satisfaction knowing that, well, we're under full control of this, and this is kind of our thing now.
Right. If we can figure out how to get more for the billing and get the insurance companies and such to pay more, higher percentage of what they're billed, then we could hopefully turn this around and get closer to break even and not be spending quite so much on the ambulance service of the tax dollars.
Of course, you also run into the situation that pretty much a lot of people across the nation are facing, is that when you have folks who don't have insurance coverage at all, those costs are usually put on the county or put on local entities. When folks can't pay that ambulance bill because they don't have insurance, well, counties, those entities have to eat up that cost. Mm-hmm. So that's
right.
We can get to a situation where more people have insurance. That also helps that sort of situation. Let's go ahead and take our first break, and we'll take that phone call on the other side of the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.